So this year the Tainus of Tisha B'Av was Nidcha to Yom Asiri. And we have a statement in the Gemara at the end of Tainus that on the 7th and the 8th, our enemies entered into the Mikdash, defiled it. On the 9th, they set flame to the Beis HaMikdash, and it didn't completely destroy the Beis HaMikdash until the 10th. And Rabbi Yochanan makes the following statement: Elmali ha'yisiv asadar, had I been living at that time, like kavasiv elav asiri, I would have instituted the fast of Tisha B'Av on the 10th, but the Rabbanan hold tchilas por nisa adif, that we should do it on the 9th, because that's when it began. Davnei Nezer asks a question from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan on another member of Rabbi Yochanan. One of the very well-known sugyas in Maseches Bava Kamma, in the yeshivas especially, is the sugya of Eishu Mishim Chetzia, Eishu Mishim Emona. How do we define an Eish, a fire which is mazik, which damages? Do we consider that to be Adam HaMazik? That it's like an Adam himself is doing the damages if he sets something on fire? Or do we say that a fire is like mamon, that it's no different than a person's animal or whatever other possession causes the damage? And this is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Eishu Mishim Chetzia, that setting a fire, and if it travels and does damages, is no different than a person shooting an arrow. That's called Eishu Mishim Chetzia, shooting a bullet. It's like Kochel. It's like the Adam himself who does the damage. And then Amuki Yosef explains this statement to Rabbi Yochanan with a chiddush based on the following question. How can a woman light Erev Shabbos candles for Shabbos? She lights it on Friday, but it continues to burn into the Shabbos. But if the burning is an extension of the koach, of the madlik, of the one who lights it, so in this case, so she's continuing to light it into Shabbos, so that would be usher. Yitam Aver. So that's the kasha of the Nemuki Yosef on the svara of Rabbi Yochanan Eishu Mishim Chetzia, and he's mechadesh a svara that since it will be consumed, it's just a matter of time, we consider from the moment that it began as if it was completely consumed. In which case, from the moment that she lights the Shabbos candles, we say that, yes, it will take time in order to be completely burned, but it's as if it happened already. That's the lump just of the Nemuki Yosef. So the Avni Nezer sees Akasha of Rav Yechanan and Rav Yechanan from this Nemuki Yosef. Because according to the Surah of the Nemuki Yosef, that Eishu Mishim Chetzio means that it's as if it's completely consumed already. So how can Rabbi Yochanan here say, had I lived in the times of the Tanoim, I would have said we should make the fast on the 10th, not on the 9th, when they set it on fire? Well, according to your alumnus, Rabbi Yochanan, at least according to the Nemuki Yosef, as soon as it was lit on the 9th, it was completely burnt. So why would you wait till the 10th? Eishu Mishim Chetzio. That's the kasha of the Avnei Nezer on the Nemuki Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's interesting is that we find even from the Gemara a correlation between Eishu Mishim Chetzio and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In the Ikra Sugya of Eishu Mishim Chetzio, we find a Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. But on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, we have some Agadat HaEmba B'Kama. And over there, we find that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were sitting in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they both wanted to learn something from him. So one said, Rebbe, teach me something in Halacha. The other one said, teach me something in Agadah. He says, you're pulling me two different directions. What am I going to do? I have an Eitzah, he said. I'll teach you one member of the Chazal, which has both an aspect of Agadah and Halacha. And this is what he says. He quotes the Pasuk about Eish, Ki seitze Eish u'matza koitzin, that an Eish goes out and it finds koitzin, it finds thorns, whatever. It doesn't say that he lit it. It says, Ki seitze me'atzma. He didn't light it directly. He lit it, and it traveled, and it burned. Shalim yishalim hamavir sabeiwe. The pasuk concludes that the one who set the fire has to pay. And Chazal, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, sees from here a reference to Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is speaking, and he says, Alai l'shalim sabeiwe. I have to pay back for the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Ani hitzeisi eish b'tzion. I set Tzion, the Mikdash, on fire. Quotes a pasuk in Eicha. Vayatzeis eish b'tzion v'toychel yisai d'seha. And Hashem says, v'ani aser livnois b'eish. And I will rebuild it with eish. As it says, pasuk in Zechariah. V'ani ehayila choymas eish savir v'lekavay ehaya b'secha. I will be a wall of fire surrounding the city, and I will be a kavod in its midst. So that's the agada. Now what's the halacha? That it begins with Nizkei Mamon, because it doesn't say that Hashem did it. It says Kiseiti Eish Mi'atzma, and yet it concludes Hamavres HaBeira, that it was direct. So did it happen by itself, like Mamon, or did it happen directly? So we see from here, says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Pasach HaKasa B'Nizkei Mamon, it began with Nezek Mamon, but it concludes with Nezek HaGuf, to teach you Eish Mishum Chetzio. So we see that in the place where we find Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem takes responsibility for Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says, Alay L'Shalem Esabeira, Ani Hitzisi Eish B'Tziyayin. So that halach, that agada, is connected to the halach of Eish Mishum Chetzio, which seems to imply that Churban Beis HaMikdash is a result of Eish Mishum Chetzio. Otherwise, what are they doing together in the same memra? So perhaps we can explain based on this. And later I saw this quoted in Kemaitzei Shalal Rav from the Birchas Shimon. I think it was Rosh Hashiva in Shabin, a very big Talmud Chacham. He said this tire as well. Rashi quotes in Parashas Hazinu on the pasuk of V'soichas B'mishpat Yadi. To be more precise, Barak Charbi V'soichas B'mishpat Yadi. Rashi says, Loikim midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas pasuk adam. Hashem is not like people, of course. Midas pasuk adam zarik chayitz v'en yachal hashivai. So a human being, when he throws an arrow, he can't take it back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws it, an arrow. Yesh b'yodo l'hashivo kilu achsam b'yodo. He can take it back. It's always in his hand. Is something ever lost from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. Shahari barak hu chatzio. And a lightning bolt is like an arrow. And it says here, barak charbi v'soichas b'mishpat yadi. That this barak, this chitz, is in my hand when I do mishpat. Hashem says, it's in my hand. Mishpat is a lashon peron, as Rashi says. So the chitz is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Unlike the chitz of a human, like Rashi says, and we see that from the Gemara Ksuba, Staf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, where the Gemara says, in the Sugya of Kimli B'di Rabbi Mine, that he who throws a chetz, because as soon as it leaves his hand, the arrow, he can't take it back, so it has a certain status in Halacha as if it happened already. But not so by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chetz is always in his hands. So with this we can explain the teretz to the Avinezer's kasha. Now the Avinezer himself, before we see answer the question, he wants to make a lamdasha split between the status in halacha of the item versus the status of the person who lit the fire, which is the mazik, to answer the question. And he doesn't distinguish between kutcher bichu and basa v'da. But it's safe to say that over here, when it comes to Churban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem set the mikdash on fire. Ani hitzeisi eish b'tziyayin. And the Gemara calls it Eishu Mishim Chetzio. So why does a Beichon who is Eishu Mishim Chetzio say that I would make the Tainis on the 10th, not on the 9th? It should be on the 9th, Eishu Mishim Chetzio. But no, Rabbi Beichon is saying the Eishu Mishim Chetzio of Kodesh Baruch Hu is different than Eishu Mishim Chetzio from Basav Adam. Basav Adam is the habit because he can't take it back. Because Baruch Hu can take it back at any second. So therefore, it ain't over till it's over. So on the 10th, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, listen, I could have taken it back, but it was all gone. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Eishu Mishim Chetzio, in this circumstance, says we should follow the Torah. Now let's try to explain for a moment what's going on. Why does Hashem say, Ani Hitzeisi Eish B'Tziyayin? Why does Hashem set it on fire? He wants to be the one to set it on fire. And what does it mean? I'm also going to rebuild it with Eish. What does that mean? I'm going to rebuild it with Eish. Teretz is this. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous faith in Klal Yisrael. Just like we have a mitzvah to have emuna shleim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the things that we're mamin him. He has emuna in us too. And it's safe to say, and it's truth in Pnimius, that we have our gewaldig emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he has emun in us. He believes in Knesset Yisrael and the neshama of which we have more than we believe in ourselves. And so therefore, there's nothing more painful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. If it came to that, it was because it was a last-ditch effort to try to epis revive Klai Yisrael to do tshuva. Because unlike all the other galuses, which there was a time frame, this galus has no kates. And the Gemara says, kol kol akitzin, silence all those who make predictions about Mashiach's coming. Ein adav atali adav tshuva. It's only tali and tshuva. But we have a tacha we'll do tshuva, the Rambam says. We will do tshuva. Where does that have tacha come from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's faith in Klai Yisrael that we will do tshuva. And that's more Klai Yisrael to do tshuva. From a distance, that emun is very powerful, and it's a very big lesson when it comes to a Rebbe with Talmidim, a parent with children. Having emunah, whether it's shared publicly, openly expressed, just the mere emunah itself is poil. Norin Rois on a person who we have emunah in. Al Kopanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that this wasn't going anywhere, and I have no choice but to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem said, I have an Eitzah. I have such faith in my children that if I destroy the Beis HaMikdash, if they see the Mikdash which is so chav of them burning before their eyes, they're going to zichar to tshuva. So Hashem says, let me be the one to light it because I know they're going to do tshuva right away. And if I light the Mikdash and they see it in flames, I have an Eitzah for that too. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, if it goes up in flames, that's okay. Because the Tachlis is really the third Mikdash. That's the Ikar Mikdash. That's the Mikdash which won't be destroyed. The first and second Beis HaMikdash are only hachonas for the third Beis HaMikdash. That's called the bias. Hashem says, even if the first and second be destroyed, okay, we'll do some refurbishing, some reconstruction, and we'll just turn whatever was broken from the first, second Mikdash, and we'll make it in the third Beis HaMikdash. And I know that with this fire, I'm going to make the third Mikdash out of it. So he set it on fire with tremendous hope that Pnei would do tshuva, but guess what? It would continue to burn, continue to burn, continue to burn, and Klai Yisrael wasn't doing tshuva. And it could be, though, however, that it continues to burn. Because the Beis HaMikdash has not been destroyed completely. That's the Kaisel Maravi. And when we speak about Tzara Shechina, the Tzara Shechina is that the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in setting the Mikdash on fire was never to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It was to rebuild and to make out of it the third Beis, because he was so confident and so boteach in Kedushas Yisrael that they would do tshuva, and then that Eish itself would turn into an Eish Shel Binyan. That the Kaisel Maravi continues to burn, and that's the Tzara Shechina. Because that Havamina will have a Maskana. There's never a Havamina Kadosh Baruch Hu which is ever fulfilled. So Hashem says, that Eish, Shehitzei Sivitzion, that I set it on fire, Ani Asa Levnei Yisrael. Doesn't mean that I set it on fire. Now, how do you rebuild with fire? Teretz is that he will rebuild with the fire. And that very same fire which he set it on fire with, he will rebuild with that fire. Because there's a part of Mikdash which doesn't burn. And that's the Kaisel Maravi, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh. Right? The sneh was burning, but it wasn't burning. And that was a siman to Moshe Rabbeinu from the very beginning of all Goliuses. This is the secret of the Geula. That there's going to be a Kaisel, which is like that sneh, which einenu ukal, it doesn't burn. Because that fire is waiting to be a fire of construction. He will rebuild with that ish. Just to lakai velasecha a little bit. You know, fire was always a tool for destruction. But we see with modern technology how fire is a tool for building. Look, the whole world runs on electricity. Electricity is just eish de binyan, right? If a person turns on electricity on Shabbos, that's boina. There's a binyan. That's eish. That's a told of eish. That's construction. I mean, Hashem has taken the whole concept of fire and he's made a revolution of the world and using the kech de eish de binyan. And from that Eish that Hashem set the Mikdash on fire, that Eish is still waiting there by the Kaisel Maravi to be rebuilt. And the whole, that will be the starting point for the reconstruction of the Bayis Shlishi out of that Kaisel Maravi. That Kaisel is not going anywhere. That will be forever that Kaisel is a Zeichet to all the Golias that we went through. That's called Ani Hitzeisi Eish V'tzion, V'ani Asa Livnais of Eish. I will rebuild with Eish. Of course this ties into Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Yontav of Eish, where we're using that Eish, which burnt the Mikdash, into rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Every home is like a Beis HaMikdash, which is rebuilding the Mikdash, in lighting, using that Eish in our homes. That's the reconstruction of the Mikdash with Eish, which is the Eish of Ner Chanukah, without getting into that sugya. With this, we can understand why in Eicha, after talking about the Churban and the Avelas in the third parak, we say Ki lechalu rachamav, that Hashem's rachamim has no end. Chadashim labakarim, Rabba munasecha. We mention in Eicha itself, Rabba munasecha, Hashem's emunah is so great. Does that mean our emunah in Kodesh Baruch Hu? It doesn't say that. It says Rabba emunasecha, Hashem, your emunah. Like we see every morning, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, your faith in me is so great. Why do you trust, why do you believe in me so much? I've made so many mistakes yesterday and the day before and all the days of my life. I'm not giving you the nachas which you deserve. Am I fulfilling my purpose in creation? Is this the nachas you expected from me? Yet every day I wake up and I'm okay and you're giving me another day. Why? Teretz is Rabba Munasecha, because you believe so much in me that I will fulfill my purpose in this world. That's how much Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in Knesset Yisrael, but every single Jew. That's called Rabba Munasecha. And we say that on Tisha B'Av in Eicha, because Churban Beis HaMikdash was just a demonstration of Rabba Munasecha. Hashem says, I don't want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I have no choice, but I know if I set it on fire, they will come running to do tshuva. And it continued to burn, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu every second was counting on our tshuva, and he believed so much in us that he let it burn to the very last, till it couldn't burn anymore. And that's the Kol Samar Ravi, but that faith continues to be ignited because he still believes that we're going to do tshuva, and from that age which continues to burn the Kaisel will be the age which will build Tzion. We see remnants of this when it comes to Yom Kippur. You know, at the end of Yom Kippur, we have to do Havdalah, and there's a halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur when it comes to Havdalah, that we have to use a ner shoshavas, which a candle which was lit before Yom Kippur and stayed lit throughout Yom Kippur should be used for Havdalah on Yom Kippur. Why is that so? Because the Torah says that there's the Binyan de Kedusha and then there's the Churban de Kedusha. And Aseiros Yemei Teshuva is in time the concept of the Beis HaMikdash. There's the place of Beis HaMikdash and there's the time of Mikdash. Rosh Hashanah is Gematria Beis HaMikdash, 860. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like a window in time of which is called the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a lot to say about that. So in Yom Kippur, when we do Havdalah, it's the end of a tkufa. It's like Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash of time has come to a close. And that's what the Havdalah of Yom Kippur represents. But it needs to be made from the ner which was lit before. Meaning that the neris which were lit in the ushering in of Yom Kippur has to be the ner which is used in the Havdalah, to show that the Eish Shehitzei Tzion, that the Eish which will destroy Yom Kippur now, the whole Tkufa, is really rooted in the Eish which built it from the beginning. What created Yom Kippur is tied into the Eish which destroys the Yom Kippur. Because this, what shows is that every Churban de Kedusha is not a Churban. It's just connected to the Binyan of that Kedusha. So this is the pshat, ani hitzeisi eish v'tziyayin, v'ani asal livnaisa. I have destroyed the mikdash with eish, and I will rebuild it with eish. So it's hinted to bergematria in the beginning of the parasha, parashas devarim, which is always the parasha for Shabbos Chazayin, Churban Beis HaMikdash. Eila ha-dvarim asher dibir Moshe. Dvarim is gematria eisho chetzio. Nope. Dvarim is gematria chetzio mamono. And the word after that, asher, is esh. Aleph shin, which is esh, and then the resh. So dvarim is chetzio mamono. Asher has the word esh. But the remaining letters of eila hadvarim, asher, is the eila, the he of hadvarim, and the resh of asher. So together, that's gematria koitzim. Because the pasuk had said, ki seitzi esh umatza koitzim, when that esh comes out and finds koitzim, v'chul v'chule, Eishim Mishim Chetzia. But it's all the sugya of Eishim Mishim Chetzia, Eishim Mishim Mamayna. So Mamela, Eila Hadvarim Asher, which is how the pasuk begins, is Gematria, Eish Chetzia Mamayna Koitzim, which is a remez to the sugya. But even more so, we had said before, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, teach me halacha, teach me agarata. And so he says, yeah. Shenemar, it says, Vani ehye lechoymas eish saviv, ola kovet ehye besaycha. And then from there he learns, Eishu mishum chetzio. So that pasuk which he quoted, which was, Vani ehye lechoymas eish saviv, ola kovet ehye besaycha. So just Agav, we had mentioned before that there's a remez to Chanukah here. Chanukah is how we will be rebuilt. And we have that twice the Gematria Chanukah here, Va'ani Ehaya is Gematria Chanukah, U'lakavoid Ehaya is Gematria Chanukah. But other than that, La Choymas Eish Saviv U'lakavoid Ehaya B'Seicha is Gematria Rabbi Yochanan Omar Eishem Mishim Chetzia, which is what continues there. But going back to that Rashi, because we had answered the Kasha the Nimuki Yosef of the Avnei Nezer in understanding Nimuki Yosef, we said, what's going on over here? So it should be on the ninth, like the Rabbanan say. Aschalta the Pornusa Adifa. Isn't that the Svar of the Nimuk Yosef? We should go from the beginning. But Rabbi Yochanan says, I would do it on the 10th. What do you mean on the 10th? But the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand was on it all the entire time. Why is Hashem's hand on it the entire time? Because all he's doing is waiting for Klai Yisrael to do tshuva. And if Klai Yisrael would do tshuva, he would take it away because it was never supposed to be there in the beginning. It was only just to be Moira Klai Yisrael's tshuva. So why do I make it on the 10th? Because that means that was the moment where it was already destroyed. Of course, Hashem didn't give up because the Klai Yisrael's there and they'll be rebuilt from that Eish, that very same Eish. But Rashi is working with the Pasuk and he quotes the Pasuk. Borak Charbi v'seiches b'mishpat yadi. That Pasuk is Gematria Rabbi Yochanan Oimer Eishai Mishum Chetzia. So that fire of destruction is really a fire of rebuilding. We should be zeichet to see that with our eyes. Vani asa l'noisa. With the Gula Shem of Amitz is mir, v'mir, 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 v'mir.